Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss which celebrities have been the most annoying during the pandemic, how we're entertaining and taking care of ourselves during containment, my rules for who to unfollow on social media today, and we discuss that awful celebrity sing-along to Imagine. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, that's just got weird.
Hey, Grace Mainberg.
Cheers. Cheers, Corsi Cool. Oh, that's what they call me, Corsi Cool.
Corsi Cool. How are you?
Is this a sincere, earnest ask?
Well, if it weren't, what would you respond with?
I don't know. You just never ask me how I am.
How are
you? It's all about you.
Well, since you did bring me up, I'm feeling healthy. I'm feeling good.
No dry coughs.
No dry cough. No fever. No feverisha. I'm feeling fine. But some people proceed through life with no symptoms and are still can give it away. So make sure you're self-quarantining. Anyway, back to the business. How are you feeling?
I feel great. What do you mean? In what aspect of life?
How are you feeling just in life?
I feel good. I mean,
you're 35 now.
I mean, I'm doing as well as any of us can. I've quarantined myself.
It only took you 1 minute.
Do you like that? Quarantine.
Sure.
Sorry, your name's not as fun. What are you doing?
Self-containment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Self-containment and quarantine.
Which are you guys doing? Let us know in the comments below.
Respond to our Twitter poll.
Yeah, sure. Corey, will you remember to do a Twitter poll for the?
I'll try my best.
Thank you.
No promises.
If you're listening, go take the Twitter poll. And if it's not up, tweet Corey to put it up.
I'm getting a little tired of your broken promises.
Who sings that?
3LW.
Oh, word.
Do you know the next line?
It's getting a little tired. You're broken promises. Then we're going to be tired.
Looking at your pages, seeing different numbers.
I don't know. How is quarantine?
Before
we get into anything, we are going to try to keep in the future. We know that like it's information overload about coronavirus. We are trying to find a balance of like, yeah, it's important to talk about it and make sure people know to take it seriously. But also we want this to be like a fun, like 30 minutes where you don't have to think about impending death.
Would you call our podcast fun?
I would call it fun. Would you not?
Okay, good.
I've
never heard you call it fun before.
A whimsical escape, if you will.
A treat for the ears.
A stomp for the waffle.
Oh God, not that again. Good news.
What?
The local Walgreens in my neighborhood stocked up on toilet paper, so there'll be no waffle stomping in this household.
Well, lucky Hugh.
Our neighbor came to knock on the door and tell us.
I didn't go get toilet paper, actually. If you stay stocked up, you don't got to get stocked up.
Freaky money don't make no money.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, so what we were going to say is you don't have to get ready. Right. We're going to try to find the balance of not just, you know, that, but also because everything changes so quickly. Corey and I were talking about, we recorded the last episode on a Friday, and by the time it came out on Tuesday, some of the information was delayed. So like, I mean, even like out of, what is it
just
called?
Just outdated.
Outdated. So we don't want to give advice as to like what you should be doing because things change day by day. As you can see, like certain states even lock down one day and then the next day another state might be locked down. So like things change so quickly. Make sure that you are saying, you're doing your duty of staying up to date. It is not, we can't, you know, keep you informed as to what to be doing because it really is state by state, country by country, and person by person. So just do your due diligence of making sure you are staying educated on what's going on in the world about it. And with that said, so you got toilet paper.
Yeah, our neighbor, but there was all kind of rules taped all over the Walgreens. If you're getting a pack, if you're getting a pack and it's got more than four rolls, you can only buy two packs total.
Good.
I agree, but their sign was very poorly written. And I thought, who typed this up? Can't you just say no more than two packages?
Well, some people don't get it. Some people like...
I know.
That's why
people don't get it. The Walgreens was empty though, which I was happy about. I thought I only went because we were getting low and I didn't want to have to start waffle stomping.
If you're in a place where like groceries are scarce or like even toilet paper, my recommendation is find a local grocery store or even like there's a lot of grocery stores that are Asian owned that are experiencing like racism because of, you know, the government pushing a racist agenda about the coronavirus. Not only will they be stocked up, but they also need your support, period. So there's like this like little Russian owned, like, what is it called? Bodega. Or something, where I like kind of in my neighborhood. And just from the window, I could see that they were fully stocked on everything. People are more like used to going to big grocery stores. Yeah, you can do that. But if you really want a place where you can really find everything, go to like a little locally owned something.
I love that. How have you been spending your time? Are you watching TV? Are you playing video games? Are you FaceTiming all of your friends between the hours of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.?
Yes. There's a couple things. Number one, I have a brand new video that I think is going out the day this is going live, if not already out. But it's like a little vlog with me and, you know, my good friend Nick.
Her to her.
Nick Tamino. He's a buddy of mine here in LA. We've known each other for years, but he lives down the street from me. And we were together before people started self-containing. And so we were like, okay, well, if either of us already has it, the other person surely is going to get it from the other person. Or if not, already got it from the other person.
Yeah.
We might as well self-contain together so that we're not like stuck in our own homes, FaceTiming each other from down the street. So last week, I told him, girl, just move in. Like, I have a guest bedroom. Like, we should just do this together. So it's been really nice because the last time I had a roommate was when I lived with you in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Are you leaving all of your cupboards open for him just like you did for me?
You know, maybe I am. It's my fucking home. It's been fun.
That makes sense. I was going to say a lot of... I was reading online, at least in San Francisco, they were saying... they were talking about like hanging out in group situations, and you know it changes day by day, like groups less than 50, no more than 10. One of the articles, at least for San Francisco, our mayor was saying that it's okay if like you and another household agree to only hang out with each other in a similar instance that you were saying. So I think some of my friends have done that where if they live close by to friends, they've said, okay, well, we're not seeing other people, but we'll see each other. So yeah, they're not going stir crazy and maybe they live just a few doors down.
Yeah, we've told like we have another little pod of friends that are committed to each other for the next 14 days that they can see each other for the next 14 days and they're not going to see anybody else. And we committed with that pod that if we both do the 14 days with nobody else, then we can combine our pods to like be able to hang out with them too. So obviously it's like everyone has to do their own precautions and try to handle it in whatever way
they
can.
Well, what are you and Nick even doing? Are you playing video games? Are you watching?
Well, baby,
did you start watching Game of Thrones? I saw you tweet.
Not yet. We were thinking about doing Game of Thrones. I feel like this is the time to finally jump into everything that I've ever avoided. So like Game of Thrones, Mad Men.
I have a login for every episode of Mad Men if you want it.
Thank you. Please.
Should I watch all of Breaking Bad? Did you watch
I was thinking Breaking Bad.
I never saw that either. Whoa, what was that other show you really liked that was like that with that killer?
Dexter.
Dexter would be fun. You used to eat that up. I remember you loved that.
There's a season you should end with and like stop. You should not keep going after a certain point. I'll tell you where. But no, we haven't really gotten much TV in. He's very into That's So Raven. So that's always, it's always on Disney Plus.
I wish you guys could see the face I made.
When you
revealed it was That's So Raven is what he's watching. Maybe he should go in his room and watch it on a laptop.
That's what I have hoped he can pick up from my tone. No, it's not that bad. I had never seen it before, but it's kind of fun if you're stoned. So that's where we are.
We were thinking of doing a group quiplash.
Should we
ring your household if you guys are interested?
We would love to play. Well, what I have done with my little group of friends, which I would love to send you an invite to, is I've made a Google Calendar.
Oh.
And people can add events to it within our group of friends of what they want to do on certain days. So, for example.
Oh my God, I love it.
So, tonight we have a drag race viewing party. So we're all going to be in a chat room while we watch together. So we can like text, like just like, a, you know, like a Yahoo chat room or whatever, some type of chat so that we can just live tweet it together. Not tweet, but live chat it with together.
We did that with my Survivor crew on Wednesday last week because I usually host Survivor viewing parties. And we obviously didn't because we're following the rules. But anyways, we had an active group chat going the whole time. We were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, that'll be fun, I feel like. Like, finally, like, a little human interaction. And then Sunday mornings, I am going to do a coffee every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And if anybody wants to join the FaceTime, we can gossip.
Oh, my God. Cute.
Jamie's going to do dance choreography class. And we're all going to learn choreography together. And then Nick is going to do, like, a guided meditation. And Ryan is going to teach a calligraphy class.
He's a calligrapher?
Yeah, baby. And then we have like a quiplash game night in the calendar. So all this is going to be like in the calendar because I feel like the days really run together and you don't really have anything to look forward to. So to have this, like there's like things that we can really like look forward to.
That's, I think, a wonderful idea.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
One of the things I was saying that I was struggling with is I think that I'm definitely less extroverted than a lot of my friends. So when like normal life is happening and they all go out to a bar on a Friday and I don't want to, like I just stay home and watch TV or play video games or watch movies or whatever. But because everyone's like self-quarantining, all the like extroverted people are trying to FaceTime all the time because they're climbing the walls. They're so bored. And then like I ignore their FaceTime calls and they're all, what are you doing? I know you're not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, that is the hard part. There's no being like, oh, I'm busy or, oh, yeah. I gotta go. Where you gotta go to?
Yeah. I know. So that's the new struggle for me because my friends are like, why aren't you answering my FaceTime call? And I'm like, sorry, maybe I want to play Pokemon Sword for 8 hours today.
I think the most important thing you can do is set realistic boundaries and just be, no is a complete answer. All you have to say is like somebody last night invited me to hang out on FaceTime and play Quiplash with him, with his group of friends. I said, oh baby, no, next time I'm playing video games right now. Like you don't have, just because like we're all bored doesn't mean we all have to hang out all the time.
Yeah, there are 400 Pokemon in Pokemon Sword and I'm trying to fill that Pokedex. What else I got to do right now?
Okay, so you're saying I need to get Pokemon Shield then?
You do, so then we can do trades. It'd be great.
Got it. Another thing that me and Nick have been doing is I feel like I have a alternate universe where I should be a fitness instructor.
Okay.
I am loving like putting together little circuit workouts and...
Bitch, text like, me those.
I really should. And I feel like I might add them to the calendar, like with, for my group of friends, like upper body workout hour, if anybody wants to join me and I'll like lead it. Like it's been really fun with Nick because I feel like we push each other, but also because we're so stir crazy, it's a way for us to be active.
Yeah. I mean, I know you have your like little outdoor space, behind your house. I wish you had the same yard that I do. Cause
oh my God, I'm so jealous.
I've been going for a run because for a couple of days I didn't really leave the house, which was fine. I was playing video games, but then I was like, okay, I need to make sure I go for a run every day or I'm going to literally go crazy. It's been so weird though, because anytime I see anybody, I mean, luckily I live in a neighborhood that I can like run on side streets and stuff, but anytime I see somebody, I like cross to the side of the street.
I do the same thing, like, or I'll go in the road a little.
Yes, or I'll run in the middle of the road. I'm just like doing the 6 feet rule. But then when I've been getting home, I've been doing a little workout moment in the backyard with my yoga mat and doing like push-ups and squats and sit-ups. But I would love some direction because it's nice. So actually having went to Barry's as much as I did the first few months of this year, there are a lot of things that I know I can do and I know how to do. But you're right, like it's tough doing it by yourself. At least you have Nick to join you. So yeah, maybe let me know your next workout.
Well, I was thinking I might put out like a little workout something, maybe on Instagram. I know everyone has suddenly become like fitness instructors on their Instagrams, but if you guys are interested, let me know. Maybe that's something I'll start or put together, something that I was thinking about working on. But yeah.
I know. Can you believe I was finally going to the gym like 5 or 6 days a week for the entire year for the first time in my life and feeling good about it and thinking, wow, I might actually change my physique. And then the world was like, LOL, no gym for you, Corey.
Well, there are a lot of ways to make the gym at your home. And yeah, I mean, there's like Barry's on Instagram is doing 2 classes a day on their Instagram Live. There's this yoga place that I go to in LA that does now yoga classes on Instagram Live. So I think a lot of like companies that are fitness related are trying to find ways to keep you going.
Yeah. Did you order bands or anything?
Yes, I ordered bands. I ordered a lot of workout stuff, to be honest. It was like my one big splurge. And I thought, okay, I've canceled my gym membership for indefinitely. So like I'm saving all that money. So I put it toward like fit workout stuff for
They didn't just pause yours?
Well, I mean, I paused it.
I mean, ours emailed all of us and they're like, it's paused. We won't be charging any of you.
I don't know. Maybe they were going to, but like I paused mine pretty early before anything like shut down. I was like, I know people are still going, but I want to pause it now because I'm not going to keep going until everything's kind of cleared up.
Smart.
I saw that some movies are going straight to like streaming and stuff.
Oh, I know. Had you seen Onward?
No, I haven't. Is it on Disney Plus?
Supposedly it's like coming out. I mean, I heard it was coming out this weekend. So by the time this episode's out, it should be out on Disney Plus. But I had seen it in theaters. It's great. I'll watch it again.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well, I'll watch
Hell
that.
Yeah.
We just watched Flubber.
No.
Holy shit. That movie has some plot holes. Let me tell you, There's a lot going on. I can barely keep up with what I like with the leaps that I have to make. The whole premise of the movie is he forgets to go to his own wedding. It's just
I saw Flubber when it came out.
Watch it now as an adult. I have zero empathy for him. Oof. No. Who? It's a character, not Robin. So that's what we've been doing. We watched Flubber.
Should I finally watch Paddington 1 and 2?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I was going to add to my my calendar for my group of friends? Nick was like...
A Snervous viewing party?
I don't know how it... Yes, a Snervous viewing party with all my friends with behind the scenes commentary from me because none of them have seen Snervous.
Then you have to add me to it.
Okay.
I want to see the reaction when the claw has its big reveal.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do that. Do you think we're going to get a normal schedule of music releases or what's going to happen?
I know. Well, so
obviously that's not the most important thing in the world right now, but like it is something that I care about.
I guess I kind of understand delaying these like movies, but like going back to what you said earlier, I think these, should just release them to like streaming services and let people pay for them there. I mean, of course, they're not going to make as much money as they would in the theater since they gouge people for like $10 a ticket. And if you rented it, it's probably like $6.
Go off.
But I think all movies should be just sending things to streaming. Let us watch from home.
I agree. I feel like if people are spending $20 to rent it, if it's a brand new release, I think it's a good deal for the consumer and still profitable in some capacity.
Have you looked at any of those movies? Are they putting them at the normal ticket prices?
I have no clue. I haven't seen.
Because that's what I think is funny. Like if me and my roommate watched it and it was only like $6 to watch a new movie, I mean, that's such a steal compared to if both of us went to the theater to see it. But no, I think Gaga will still drop her album in a few weeks, don't you?
Well, I have heard that some of the complications come from like physical albums and them being made in like overseas. And so like, are people even going to be able to buy physical albums? And so
she can still put that on Spotify.
I agree. But I would say I'm sure she wants to release it. I would imagine different record labels want to hold for optimal sales. If a big chunk of an artist's sales are physical copies, then I would understand why they would want to like pause or delay. But I can see why she would want to put it out because like this is her first pop album in many, many years.
She better.
I hope it comes out. Also, same with Dua Lipa's album. I'm looking forward to that. I saw that Troy was tweeting that he wants to leak his own album.
Go off.
Or leak music in some capacity. I could look forward to that. Yeah, I just feel like we need movies and we need music and we need distractions.
Do we need celebrities singing Imagine by John Legend?
Yeah, no, I don't think we do. I don't think we do.
Was that actually a thing that was happening?
So Gal Gadot, is that how you say her name?
Yes, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot.
I think it's Gadot.
Texted all of her celebrity friends and was like, hey girls, let's do our activism for the day and put together a video of all of these celebrities singing Imagine. So you got like,
well, multiple people sent me a clip of Millie Bobby Brown singing Imagine, but that was
from back in the day,
but that was just her.
it was an old clip. Thank you.
I say no, thank you.
We had Jimmy Fallon, Natalie Portman, James Marsden, Sarah Silverman, you know, everyone that everyone wants to see. It just came across, I will say, celebrity culture is so bizarre right now because there are so many more serious things happening in the world that like to see J-Lo frolicking around with her kids in their backyard and it looks literally like the set of Parasite. Have you seen that clip?
No.
It was going viral on Twitter. Her backyard looks like identical to the rich family's house in Parasite. And they're like getting used to the self-containing and they're living at a mansion. And there's a lot of people who have to live very differently than that. It just comes across very like, okay.
Well, I mean, that's what even was I was saying. Like,
did you see Ellen's clips?
I saw her like FaceTiming with John Legend.
Yeah, she was just calling a bunch of celebrities and they were like, we're bored. And I'm like,
I, I know. And I was thinking, do you know how many things and how many rooms they have in their homes? Like how many toys and shit or things that they could buy if they need?
Yeah. I don't know. It just comes across a little tone deaf. And
it's like, I think I recognize that I'm spoiled that I have a backyard here in San Francisco. Like I'm counting my lucky stars. Our apartment's not huge, but there's enough space for me and my roommate to like spread out. So we're not living on top of each other. But right. Like imagine being a celebrity and saying you're bored. Like you're rich. Go to your theater room and watch a movie.
Right. Go to your bowling alley underneath your movie theater in your mansion.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we're all dealing with it and coping with it in our own ways, but it does read a little like, girl, shut the fuck up.
I don't need to hear Millie Bobby Brown singing Imagine.
Million Dollar Brown.
Is that what they call her?
Million Reasons? Million Bobby? What's that song by Whitney Houston? Million Dollar Bill. Now that's a good song.
That's a throwback banger, honey.
Who was robbed of a cameo in the Imagine video? Who do you think really should have had a spot?
I don't even know who was in there.
Not Jacob Tremblay.
Well, you know, the good sis deserved a spot.
Who else? Miss Amanda Bynes could have been there. Did you see she's pregnant?
Is she even alive?
She is alive and she's pregnant.
That's not a name or a person I'd thought about in years.
Well, welcome back.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Did you see on House Hunters International there was a thruple?
I don't know.
Do you know
the last
House
decade
Hunters?
I watched that show.
Do you know what House Hunters is?
Yeah.
It's these like a couple.
Is
that
different
family.
Is it different than Czech Hunters?
What is Czech? Oh my God, stop. I know what you're talking about. And I hate you.
Not C-H-E-C-K.
I know, that's why my brain didn't make the leap.
No, yeah, Czech just, hunters, I am like, very acquainted. I am a hunter of the Czech.
They're not even speaking Czech.
Czech, your privilege. Thank you.
You said you don't care about a thruple being on House Hunters?
Okay, so what happens? Were they gay?
That's what my first thought was.
Okay.
I got so excited. I thought for sure it was either gay or lesbian.
And it was a woman, man thruple.
Yep.
Womp, womp.
Sure was. Don't
Not
say
even
womp,
man,
womp.
Man, woman.
I think, true. I think it was important, though. I heard the Republicans were losing their shit over it.
Well, that's par for the course. That's all they ever do. Oh, my God. Did you see, not to change the subject, what were you about to say?
I was just going to say it was a couple that was married, and then they invited in a third, and then they had another ceremony welcoming her to the marriage.
Well, love is love, and representation matters, y'all. Even
sure
in
does.
These trying times. Did you see how this is just America in a nutshell?
Spill it.
All the Republicans that found out about the coronavirus and then sold their stocks before it went public.
That pisses me off. Or they bought stock in telecommunication services.
Right. There's these Republican, like Congress people or senators, or I don't know specifically
it was
who. And by the time this episode goes live, I'm sure there's going to be more. But Republicans that are profiting off of the coronavirus before the information was sent to the public by like selling or buying stock. Insane.
Well, yeah, they knew the economy was going to tank. So they sold out their shares of things and then took the cash.
And they told their rich constituents behind closed doors about what was going to happen. Yeah, it's insane. It's just, if it's not one thing, it's another. And more reason to register to vote and make sure that you are ready for November.
That's why Martha Stewart went to jail. I mean, hers was insider trading, which is, this is just like the exact same thing. And they're all saying people are calling for them to resign. I'm like, their asses need to go to jail.
Yeah, they should be going to jail. And plus, I feel like they shouldn't even be allowed to like own stock. And it feels like conflict of interest. And there's a lot. The older you get, the more you realize America is a mess.
That's what Elizabeth Warren was saying, is she doesn't think that any of them should even be able to own stock if they're going to be privy to insider information that the rest of us aren't.
I am very happy Elizabeth Warren has not like shrieked into the shadows. I feel like she's really been still in the conversation and pushing Joe Biden to be more progressive. And he's been adopting some of her policies and she's been proposing things for the quarantine and for like, you know, debt relief and rent control and all this stuff that's really important. If you are experiencing all the like trauma that comes with what's going on in the world, whether it's like, how am I going to pay for rent? How am I going to get, you know, money if I'm fired? How am I going to worry about healthcare? All of these things are tied to who you vote for. So like, if any of this is stressing you out in this time, channel that with campaigning for a candidate that's going to help all of us in November, which is not Trump.
I love it. Paul, love it.
Did you see the video of the penguins at the aquarium?
Oh, just running around.
Yeah.
I was jealous. I saw the clickbait title and I thought, I don't know if I need to see a penguin run around. I'm sure it's cute.
It was wonderful. I loved it. Or the marbles racing. There were a few videos that the entire internet came together to appreciate throughout this.
You know what I wanted to talk about? You know the clip of the like Italians singing and then people kept like dubbing over other people's songs?
Yes.
And then people were reading Katy Perry saying that she like retweeted it like she believed it. I'm like, she retweeted it because it was funny. There was no way she believed that that was real.
A bunch of celebrities thought that they were real.
So I do not for a fact believe that Katy Perry thought that it was real.
I don't think Katy Perry thought it was real.
Yeah. I'm sure there was probably someone out there who did.
Katy Perry's not dumb. She's often in on the joke.
She's in on the joke always. And then, yeah, I saw people tagging me trying to be like, look how stupid your fave is. And I was like, well, there's no way she thought that was real.
Well, she tweeted, you cannot break the human spirit. We are one in this. Heart, Italy flag. So like it didn't seem a little bit, oh my God, wait, did she use the wrong flag?
I don't know.
She used the Iranian flag. She got them mixed up. Oh my God, I can't. Anyway.
She's pregnant. She's got a lot going on right now.
I get that. Madonna did retweet one with her, one of her songs being sang. And she's saying, let us all rise up everywhere around the world. Everyone's falling for it. Which one has been your favorite, though?
I didn't watch any of them. I only watched the Katy Perry one. Should I make a Maggie Rogers one? Should I make a Sarah Bareilles one?
Sure. There was one that was like Kim Richards and Eileen Davidson.
Oh, yeah. Fighting. I saw that one.
I did like that one.
Well, at least some people are being funny on the internet right now. There are some. I need to tell Siri to remind me to unmute a handful of people on Twitter.
Ooh, that is some self-care in this moment. Mute the people in your life that during a time of crisis, people should... here are my rules for qualification for me continuing to follow you. You need two of the three of these things, okay?
Okay.
You cannot just have one. If you're just one, you're lacking. You need to either pick two of these three. Educate me, entertain me, or... turn me on. Okay? So you better entertain me and turn me on, or you better educate me and turn me on, but you can't just turn me on. There are enough hot people that also can educate me or entertain me.
Yeah, no, I don't mean to be like mean, and these are people that I like and I enjoy, and I know everyone's coping with things differently, but I literally had to take an entire day where I didn't look at any social media or the news, and I literally like went for my run and played video games all day, and it was nice. And then I like logged back on, and there are some people like tweeting, funny people that I had followed on Twitter that are like tweeting every 20 to 30 minutes the same coronavirus content, and I just think, sis, I've just got to unfollow until this is all done.
I think it's
you're
more
stressing
important
me out
for your friendships to put them on pause so that you can keep appreciating them as opposed to start resenting them for their behavior. Yes, no, and mute your friends.
I think that's important for real life friends too. Absolutely. Boundaries. Let's all just respect each other's boundaries in these trying times.
That's beautiful.
And listen, y'all, if you need to log out for a day, I fully recommend it. That was the big takeaway I wanted to share with you guys this week was I literally took a day where I didn't watch an ounce of the news or log onto social media, and it was a fucking treat.
You know what I think we should do next week? Maybe we should do like an advice episode or like a love advice or like relationship advice so we don't have to talk about corona.
You're right. Let's do it.
If you want to send in and submit your questions, email them to, what's the email address,
Corey? psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
And make sure the subject is something eye-catching and succinct about what your request is about or what your advice request is about. And we're going to maybe go through those.
And honestly, if you just want to tweet at us or message us on Instagram, if you have like a theme idea for advice, because sometimes we just do all kinds of advice and other times we have themes. So if you have a theme advice you would like us to explore, I would be happy to entertain those ideas as well.
Well, great. Corey, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Sure is, sis.
Well, where can people find you?
I am at Quarantine for Life on Instagram and Twitter.
And I am Self-Containment on just Twitter, not Instagram.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking about joining someday.
Well, maybe someday.
Cool. Well, have a good life. Be safe. Follow the rules in your state or country or city. And
take care of yourselves.
Take care of yourself. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.